So welcome back to Shift Your Life Design, where you shift your mind, you can shift your life. I'm coming with you to share about child-to-child conflict. As I've been noticing as of lately, each and every evening or morning, I hear about the bully at school or so-and-so is still being rough with me, he's degrading me, calling me names, etc., etc. And after numerous concerns and attempts, we sort of want to just push back. And so I'm here to talk to you about conflict in a way that we can give one simple tool for our children to try. So if you're the family sitting back and noticing your child is showing more reservation to friendships, or he's not really quite clear on who his social connections are, he might be trying to communicate that he's struggling, or she, and or the opposite. The child coming home and talking about the other issue, the other child at hand. So my situation has been since September, and my son constantly comes home and says, so-and-so's calling me names. I invited him to my birthday and he said, that's stupid, your birthday's lame, etc., etc. So I'm starting to kind of feel like I need to help intervene with the conflict and to give my child a little more insight into conflict and to give him one more skill to reach a resolution. So conflict can happen on the schoolyard or at home with play with your siblings or on a sports team if and you're both struggling with finding identified goals or struggling to perceive yourself as on a compatible path. So what is conflict? It's basically an expression of struggle amongst at least two parties, each perceiving their goals and rewards and or process in their lives are being interfered with by another party. So basically, these two children are bunting heads in achieving their own personal goals. So maybe that's being a leader or being a part of a social group or being the best on a team or feeling like they just simply have a place to belong. So both are bringing some sort of goal to the conflict and they're not finding ways to resolute to be in unity. So it can be an expressed struggle. So basically constant rolling eyes at the annoying a coworker or annoying kid or the one that's always shaking her knee on the floor and causing distress in your mind. Or it can be a perceived incompatibility upon our goals. So it appears as if one person's gain would be another party's loss. So the first step for each party into resolving this concern is we need to approach it with an attitude that they're in it together. So this morning I was driving and I thought I heard a short talk and it inspired me to resolute with you guys about that first step. So we are in this together. So the strategy was so simple, but not always is it successful. So it is, though, the best attempt to being a win-win situation. And we know that in conflict, that's our goal. So effective management has so many benefits, but mostly it'll help strengthen or sustain these two relationships. It might actually bring them closer to what they don't know and help each of our children grow. So attempting to be assertive is sort of the win-win, but both parties must be assertive and not aggressive. So if we both want to be friends, that's a win-win. This style, if they take it together, doesn't guarantee that they'll be friends, but it might give us the best chance at being civil to one another. So what if we approached these two children with the simple strategy of
assuming we are friends. What if we took all the conflict aside and did more to connect with one another?
What if we give them a high five in the morning as if we would any other of our friends? What if we got closer and showed the other respect and a willingness to help, a willingness to include, and a willingness to engage with that other? What if we showed up for them in ways that others aren't and became a friend? What if that's the simple solution to what we call bullying in our world of conflict and poor resolution? Bullying is a matter of winning. It's a matter of seeking control, and it's a matter of dominating a situation to stay in the lead. What if we teach our bullies that they too can belong if they are set forth with the attempt to take the assertive process and connect with the person that they're struggling with? What if we give our own children the tools to be kind and reconnect with someone that had an incongruency? And we assume that those two are best of friends and they are the only two friends or people on this earth, and they must find their way to well-being with one another. This style, this approach, this intention of what if could really be the essence of removing that bully control. Most of us want to tell our kids at the end of the day, when we've masked every other opportunities, to punch them back or to tell them off or to get louder and stronger with the bully. And I feel like that's just depleting the bully world. It is adding to the problem, and we now have a bully in place of the other bully. So we need to avoid that constant regain of control and leadership. So we need to sort of take back that connection with one another and teach them the simple strategy of approaching our issued partner with a what if, and pretend that we're friends. Pretend that we're the only two beings available to one another. What happens then? If you shift your mind, you can shift your life. Give it a go and see if your child can help come home with a positive experience with that other person in being. Thank you.